This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met with Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer in Vienna today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi thanked Mr. Nehammer for welcoming him and said that the strong India-Austria friendship will get even stronger in the times to come. Prime Minister Modi also said that he is looking forward to their upcoming discussions and that both nations will continue working together to further global good. Chancellor Nehammer also expressed his delight and said it is a pleasure and honour to welcome Prime Minister Modi to Austria. He said that Austria and India are friends and partners, and he's also looking forward to the political and economic discussions during Prime Minister Modi's visit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Vienna yesterday on a two-day visit to Austria. He was given a warm welcome from the members of the Indian community upon his arrival. It is the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Austria in 41 years. Last night, Mr. Modi attended a dinner hosted by the Austrian Chancellor. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi thanked Chancellor Nehammer for the warm welcome. Later today, the Prime Minister will call on the Austrian President, Alexander van der Bellen, and hold talks with the Chancellor Nehammer. Mr. Modi and Mr. Nehammer will address business leaders from India and Austria. Mr. Modi will also interact with the members of the Indian community in Vienna. Prime Minister Modi arrived in Vienna after a two-day visit to Russia, where he held the 22nd India-Russia Annual Summit with President Putin. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 18 people have been killed and 19 injured when a double-decker bus rammed into a milk tanker on the Lucknow-Agra expressway near Bangarmau in Unnao district this morning. The bus was going to Delhi from Sitamarhi in Bihar. The impact of the collision was so huge that the bus was almost pulverized and people were flung out of the vehicle. Police and other emergency personnel rushed to the site to extricate the victims and transport the injured to hospitals. District administration has issued helpline numbers 0515-2970767, 96514-32703, 945-441-7447, 888-771-3617, and 808-1211-289. Unnao SP Siddharth Shankar Meena has informed that the injured are being treated at the district hospital, while five injured passengers have been referred to Lucknow. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed their condolences over the deaths caused by this road accident. President Murmu said that she is extremely sad over this news. She has expressed her deepest condolences to the family members of those who have become victims of such a sudden death and wished for the speedy recovery of those injured. Mr. Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of the kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured in the Unnao mishap. Voting is underway for by-polls to 13 assembly seats spread over 7 states. Voting is taking place for Raiganj, Ranaghat, Dakshin, Bagda and Maniktala in West Bengal, Dehra, Hamirpur and Nalagarh in Himachal Pradesh, and Badrinath and Mangalore in Uttarakhand. Voting is also taking place for Rupali in Bihar, Amarwada in Madhya Pradesh, Vikrawandi in Tamil Nadu and Jalandhar West in Punjab. Counting will be held on Saturday. In Himachal Pradesh, voting began at 7 in the morning. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over northeast and adjoining East India during next 2 to 3 days. The conditions will be present over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim till tomorrow, and over Assam, Meghalaya, Odisha, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till Saturday. Indian equity indices declined about 1% after hitting their fresh record high levels in early trade today amid weak global market trends. The 30-share BSE Sensex climbed 130 points to hit a new all-time high of 80,481 during the opening trade. And that is the end of this news bulletin.